Hi everyone, I'm Elizabeth Stein, founder and CEO of Purely Elizabeth, and this is Live Purely with Elizabeth, featuring candid conversations about how to thrive on your wellness journey. This week's guests are Allison Evans and Kelly Love, co-founders of Branch Basics, the clean product brand on a mission to help people create healthy homes and experience the power of pure. After being diagnosed with PCOS at a young age, Allison removed all toxic chemicals from her environment and began eating real whole foods, which resulted in her symptoms completely disappearing. Her healing journey inspired her to co-found Branch Basics with her friend Kelly, who is an advocate for using food as medicine and advocates that switching to a pure, natural lifestyle is powerful, even for those who consider themselves healthy. Through co-founding Branch Basics, she's experienced just how much our everyday choices impact our quality of life and is passionate about helping and educating others. In this episode, Allison and Kelly share all about their wellness journeys that led to starting Branch Basics. They provide such a wealth of information on the effects of chemical and environmental factors on our physical and mental health and how to best rid them from our daily lives. We talk about their favorite clean products, ways to get rid of toxins, where toxins are coming from in the first place, how to best detoxify, and so much more. I am such a huge fan of what they are doing at Branch Basics. Keep listening to learn more. And if you want to try their products, which you absolutely should, use code LIVEPURELY for 15% off at branchbasics.com. Enjoy. Kelly and Allison, welcome to the podcast. As we were just saying, as we were getting started, this has been a long time coming, but it's so wonderful to finally connect. I've been such a huge fan of yours for many, many years. You're in my every room in my house, I think, and it's just a pleasure to talk to you guys.
I love that so much. You're only in one room of my house. Yeah. You take over a lot of my pantry. But I feel like, Elizabeth, that your product, like, you feel famous to me because I've seen your face like for so many years, you know, on all your products. And I've been telling my girls, because we've been trying to do this podcast now for a couple of months and it keeps getting canceled for various reasons. But she said to me the other day, my daughter was like, when are you going to talk to this girl in the back of the granola?
Oh, that's so cute.
So everyone, like my whole family's hyped up about the fact that we're finally coming to life with you. So,
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, absolute pleasure. Well, you guys have such an incredible story, and certainly so many founders have amazing stories, but I love those that have this wellness journey and this real why behind it. And you certainly have had that. So would love for you to share and start off. Bring us back to the beginning, Allison. What happened with your health and what eventually led you to connect and start Branch Basics?
Yes. No, very good question. I would say we don't have the typical cleaning product company story. So it really started in high school for me. I was diagnosed with severe polycystic ovarian syndrome, and I had thousands of cysts on my ovaries, according to a sonogram taken here in Houston by fertility specialist.
How did you first know? Just like A, for maybe quick, for people who don't know what PCOS is, like what is it and how did you first know that you had it?
Well, what's really hard now is that there's so many people that have it and the symptoms can range. In fact, people can have PCOS and not even have cysts, which makes very little sense. But I actually had no symptoms. I had my first menstrual cycle at 13 and then I just never had one again. And so my mom was finally like, we have got to go in. Of course, I'm thinking, oh, this is great. I started my period, but then I don't have to deal with it for 5 years. Well, it's not so great. So I was symptom free. And I remember the doctor saying that usually people are 40 and fat and have facial hair. Like there's like four Fs. And I was like, okay, you know, but I had cysts everywhere. So I was literally handed birth control. I was told there was nothing that I could do. I remember specifically saying, is there anything that I can do, like not eat or eat or not do or not do? Nope, it's genetic. Some people have it, some people don't, but you will not be able to conceive naturally. And so just come back when you're ready to conceive. And until then, just stay on birth control. So I just owned it. These were the days that I didn't question anything. Like if there was someone in a white suit, jacket, and
they were the authority.
I owned it. I identified with it. So fast forward to college, where I met Kelly, my best friend and now business partner. And that is when my health took a really big downturn. So I had pain in my upper back that ended up going down to my lower back. I was on painkillers and muscle relaxers. I was getting steroid injections. I was losing motor skills. I remember I went to get a carton of milk back when I drank like conventional cow milk out of the refrigerator, and it fell to the floor. Like I felt like my body was just, I was losing control of my body. So I traveled the country in college, and the last thing that someone said to me, a doctor said to me here in Houston actually, was it looks like early stage MS. So at that time, I am on a slew of drugs. I really have no help. I have no agreed upon diagnosis. I have no, I guess I should say I have no hope, because it was just about drugs and what we can do to keep you symptom free.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what was your mental world like at that point?
Oh, horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible. I mean, I was in a sorority and doing the whole college thing, but like inside, I was so scared. And I've been with my husband since high school. So thankfully he was with me through all of this. And I'll never forget asking him, like, kind of jokingly, because that's just my personality, but I was very much trying to hide, you know, my fear. But I remember saying, like, would you still marry me? Like, what if I can't walk? What if I can't? And he said, yes, that's good. I can walk. This is very good. But Kelly watched this entire process. And so my Aunt Marilee comes into the picture around my sophomore, junior year of college.
Junior, yeah.
And she starts asking me questions that nobody else had. And this is my aunt who lives out in the hill country, doesn't have a cell phone, doesn't have a medical degree, doesn't, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, for the first time though, your questions are giving me hope. So she's asking me, where were you living when the pain started? What are you eating? What's your 3-day diet diary? What products are you using to clean your home, clean your body? And as much as I wanted to think she's crazy, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, if there is something here, I can do something, because so far everybody has asked me, what's your family history? What are your symptoms? What other drugs are you taking? There was nothing that I could actually do. And so Marilee explained about how, you know, the environment, the genetics loads the gun, but your environment and your choices pull the trigger. And so we have so much more control. And if we would look at the things that we put in, on, and around our bodies, we would see that most of the time we're standing in our own way. Our bodies know how to heal, but every single day for most of our entire lives, we are putting things in, on, and around ourselves that are keeping our body from functioning at the way that God made it to. So I made some changes as much as I could while, you know, being in college, but enough to where I was able to taper off of, you know, hydrocodone and antidepressants. I mean, I was starting to incorporate real food. I got rid of Splenda and 100 calorie packs, all the things that I thought were so healthy, the Windex, you know, the candles, the dryer sheets. And Kelly is here, my roommate, my best friend, and she's in like, wow. I mean, there's a shift here. And so we decided to go live with Marilee that summer after we graduated in 2008. And that was the summer that our entire lives changed. I mean, we go out to her home, and her home is completely free of synthetic fragrances and pesticides. And it was probably the very first time in my life that I'd been in a home that was that clean. And Marilee's like, okay, we're going to wake up in the mornings and we're going to juice. Do y'all love juice? We're like, yes, we love orange juice. No, celery, kale, ginger. Okay, here we go. This was 2008. I mean, this was before the whole craze. So we're eating real food. I mean, real food. I mean, chopping. And I didn't even know how to chop an onion at that time. So after 8 weeks, my body is, I'm a completely new person. I mean, my mind, my energy, the pain is gone. And I go back to the same fertility doctor I'd been to 6 years later. After several months of living this way, leaving Marilee's, joining the real world, but still eating and, you know, clean food and living in as clean of an environment as possible. And all the cysts were gone except for a couple. So I no longer was diagnosed with, you know, quote unquote PCOS. My period ended up coming back naturally. I have conceived I'm on my fourth child. I'm pregnant right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. For me, it's, you know, people can deny, a lot, but like, you can't take someone's story away. Yeah. And so for me, it's like, I wanted a megaphone and a mountain, because I experienced something that I felt personally, and I knew that this information could help people. So I'll let Kelly take over, but essentially that's how we got started. And that's why Branch Basics in its very core is a company that wants to educate people, to keep people from one day saying, why didn't somebody tell me this And then we just use our products as a vehicle for that message.
That's amazing. It's such an incredible story to hear, as you just said. Like, it's one thing to know, but when you hear these personal stories, it's so empowering for people. Thank you for sharing. Kelly, I'll let you take over.
Yeah, I know. So I was the quote unquote healthy one. And all of a sudden I'm like, well, first, before we even go to Marley's, I'm like, this makes so much sense. Like, of course, what we eat every day and put on our bodies every day, like, affects our health. Why have I not realized that all these harmful chemicals are in these things? So my eyes were open. I was so intrigued and wanted to learn more. And when we went and lived with Marley, I was, you know, describe myself as healthy. Like, I'd grown up eating conventional food and use conventional products, but I was fine. You know, it's like the typical narrative. And all of a sudden, without even trying to specifically target any of this, my painful menstrual cramps are gone. My body odor is gone. My dry and itchy eyes and headaches and muscle aches are gone. And I was just like, wow. We all just think we're fine because we don't even realize how much better we could feel, you know? And who's not to say that, like, if I wouldn't have changed course, like, would I be fine in 5 years or 10 years, you know? So I was just like, I want to tell my family, I want to tell my friends, I want to tell the world about this. And so we convinced Marilee to, you know, let us try and put her brain on the internet. And we started off blogging and talking about, like, all the different things and the best water filter that Marilee had found and air purifier and, you know, just talking about using food as medicine. And it was pretty overwhelming for a lot of people we knew. And they were like, where do we start? And we just kept coming back to start with cleaning products. It's an easy swap. Like, you don't have to think about it multiple times a day, like food. You know, once you make the switch, you're done. And we have this concentrate model that can help replace dozens of cleaning products at one time. And so at that time, we were actually using a product that's similar to ours now that Marilee had used with her son. But we were not able to be fully transparent with that formula we were selling, and we wanted to offer full transparency to our customers. And we're like, we can't tell people to go read ingredient labels and not be fully transparent with what we're offering. And so we took the really daunting, scary risk of pressing pause on the business and trying to create our own formula. And that took about 2 years. But I'm so glad we did, because now we love our formula even more. And we really didn't know if we were going to be able to meet all of our specifications of, like, efficacy and safety. But we did. And it's just been awesome. So we relaunched that formula and 2017. Yeah. And Marilee has just been such a secret powerful weapon, because her experience, and I can touch on that, but her experience has led us to be super, super picky with our process of formulation process. Because, you know, anyone can go to a lab and say, hey, I want a green cleaner. And they'll give you kind of the standard list of sustainable ingredients. But we had super specific no's, you know, in our brief that most scientists would say, oh, those ingredients are fine. But because of Marilee's history of working with people chemically sensitive for 30 years and chronically ill, and because of her experience with her son, she's been able to know, like, and get ahead of the game on which ingredients actually can cause immune reaction or, you know, skin irritation or whatever. So our product is actually completely non-irritating to the skin, which is unheard of. Our testing facility couldn't believe it. And so, circling back real quick, Marilee grew up sickly, just like, more so than Allison. I mean, was always sick, was always on medication, always missing school, spent tons and tons of money, her parents did, on doctors. And at 23, had exploratory surgery to try and figure out what was wrong with her, because they couldn't really figure out what was the cause, and was told she needed a kidney transplant and that she would likely never be able to have children, you know, without help, just as Alpha was told. And thankfully, Marilee rejected that and refused to believe that that was the only answer. And ended up coming across food as medicine, threw out everything in her pantry and fridge, completely went all in, was able to save her kidney, get pregnant. I mean, just had total transformation just from food alone, knew nothing about environment and products. So fast forward, her son is healthy and strong, all of a sudden gets exposed to high levels of pesticides, like playing in a field that had just been sprayed and it rained and he's playing in the water. So gets all this exposure to these pesticides.
At 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So he goes from being a athletic, coordinated, intelligent little boy to not being able to spell a three-letter word or walk a straight line. Told he was going to be a bubble boy for the rest of his life. His brain and immune system would never recover. And again, Marilee just refused to believe that that was the only way. She was determined to get her son back. And he was the canary in the coal mine and showed her how much these chemicals in the products that we bring into our home affect us and pollute our air. And she thought about the grocery store aisle. You know, when you walk down the aisle that has the cleaning products, you know you're on that aisle. And those bottles are sealed and closed and you can smell them, you know? Yeah. So all these products that we have around our house, they impact us. And so it wasn't until she cleared everything that he was able to sleep inside, because he was having to sleep outside. He was that sensitive. And he fully recovered and went to the U.S. Naval Academy, first homeschool student there, and graduated top of his class, like brilliant, fully recovered his brain. And so that's how she started consulting, you know, getting on this path of just these chemicals affecting us. And we just don't realize how much they're impacting us until we remove them.
That's an incredible story. And I think, you know, you touched on this too. You have on the one hand where this extreme example of being exposed to toxins and the effect that it had on him and on you, Allison. But then for you, Kelly, which I think is probably for a lot of people, you're just living your life and you think that how you feel is normal. And whether that is you're having brain fog or stomach issues or the so many different ways that it manifests in one's body. And then once you take it out, realize, wow, I didn't realize that I was living this way and how much better I feel. So curious, like, what do you guys hear from your community of some of those ahas and how people feel from taking and removing toxins out of their environment?
Yeah, it's like, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal.
Yeah.
It's like everyone feels this low level, like, ugh, you know, we all just think, oh, that's just, it's the time of month. That means that I take my doll. It's, you know, I'm stressed or something happened or I'm exposed to something. I have a headache. You know, I think we have a lot of the feedback we get is about headaches. I would say skin irritation.
Hormones.
But I was going to say, yeah, more, the more extreme would be like, haven't been able to get pregnant. I've miscarried several times. Haven't carried to term. Ended up taking your course. Ended up doing all the things. I read through all of your blogs. I just had my first baby and here's her picture. I mean, we've actually gotten several of those and that's
amazing.
So heartwarming. Oh, it's been God. Amazing. Or like my husband is a professional runner and didn't have anything to do with switching the products in the house, but he is now running like a much faster mile, beating his old times. And the only change is his lungs. You know, I mean, people that thought they had asthma their whole lives, they've been on inhalers every day. All of a sudden, oh, maybe it wasn't asthma. Maybe it was the fact that I was spraying all these cleaners or had a housekeeper spraying all these things or breathing them in my sheets. So I think it's those that have been really fun. There's a ton of hormonal shifts that we see in people. And as you know, I mean, that can manifest in so many ways. We have a customer who reached out that had 7-year-old twin girls, and one of them was having early pubic hair. And the doctor basically said, there's nothing you can do about it. We'll just keep taking hormone panels. And he said, just to make you feel better, we're seeing this a lot. She's like, okay, thanks. You know, she calls me. She's like, I know you're going to say something else. And she's like, I have already been using Branch Basics. I've already have the organic mattresses. We eat organic food. She's like, Allison, I don't know what else I can do. And I said, get every synthetic fragrance out of your house. So this is all taught in our course and all of our, you know, blogs. This is an example of how it's not just about the product. You can buy our product, but if you're not actually getting rid of the things inside your home, it's like your product, Elizabeth. Like, you can eat healthy breakfast, but then if you're like having Domino's and McDonald's for lunch, I mean, for, you know, lunch and dinner, it's like, yeah, you're not going to see it, you know? So anyway, it turns out at that age, you know, all these girls are given these smelly stickers and bath bombs. And I mean, it's just the synthetic fragrances infiltrate everything. And she went to their room and she's like, I pulled out so much stuff. And within just a few months, the pubic hair had fallen out. Her hormone levels were normal, just like her twin sister. I mean, it was an incredible story. The body knows how to heal. And as Marilee says, when it comes to hormonal issues, it's actually one of the easiest and quickest ways, you know, things that you can heal, even things like endometriosis, which a lot of people are told, oh, we can't do anything about that. We have to go have surgery. We have to get this removed. But, you know, even though these plasticizers and phthalates, which are found in synthetic fragrances, are everywhere, they're ubiquitous, they actually leave the body very quickly. So once we remove them, there's so much healing that can be done in a pretty expedited manner.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I think as you're saying, like a really great tip for people listening is if you're going to the doctor and being told like, this is just normal, or just take this pill to get on birth control, whatever it is, really to always do your homework and not just settle for those answers. Because in most cases, there's an alternative.
Right. Yes. And I want to bring up a point, Allison, when you said twin sister. I think a lot of times people think, oh, well, if that was the cause, then we would all be impacted. Yeah. So like if it was fragrance, then the twin sister would have the same symptoms since they were living in the same room and around the same products. And I think that a lot of times can hinder us from like thinking that, you know, the stuff that we're exposed to matters. But I mean, just like Erin Brockovich, the movie, you know, they're all exposed to the same water and they all had different symptoms and different timing in their lives that those symptoms came on. And so I just want to empower people to like, to kind of go against that thinking that, oh, if it was that, then there's definitely a clear, you know, direct correlation to everyone. Everyone would be impacted the same way because that's just not how it works. We're all different and we all have different constitutions. You know, some people can detoxify these chemicals more efficiently than others can. And so we are all impacted in different ways.
Definitely. So let's touch on, as you're talking about phthalates, let's kind of go into some of the definitions of some toxins that what are phthalates, microplastics, PFAS, and then dive into that and go into more specifically those in the home after that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think the first thing we always tell people, because it seems to be, it's not as daunting, like the word fragrance is easy to identify and spell. I guess you could also say parfum. But if you see that on a label, get it out. And people, it just looks so innocent. I mean, you know this, Elizabeth. It's like, we don't realize, I mean, there's over 3,100 chemicals that can be categorized under that one word. And this is one of the things that Marilee is really trying to help people understand. Like, we cannot live by the old toxicology model of the dose makes the poison, which basically says just a little bit of this, you know, can kill a rat in the lab. And so it's, as long as we stay under that, we're at the LD50, we're 50% of that, we're totally fine. Well, yeah, that's for that one product, right? But if you have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and a little bit of that, but now science is showing with epigenetics that even that very little bit, in fact, Kelly loves this analogy, but one drop in an Olympic sized pool can turn on and off like hormone function and affect your genetics. And so we always tell people, like, if you see something at the end of a product list, don't think, oh, it's just a little bit, because it really does matter. And so if you go through all the products in your home and you take everything out that has the word fragrance on the back, like, you've already done like a huge shift in your home's air quality. And so there's really not a fragrance that's been tested that doesn't have endocrine disrupting properties. And so I also talk to a lot of older women or men and they're like, oh, well, we're kind of over that whole stage. I'm like, you're over the whole prostate cancer, endocrine, breast cancer. So it's not
just fragrances are everywhere. It's like, I was just visiting my dad and he had fragranced trash bags. I was like, Dad, oh my God, you have to get this out. Like,
so strong.
Those are some of the worst, I will say. Those are
terrible. They're terrible. But the hard thing about this sometimes is that people have been around them for so long, they can't even smell them anymore. So they're not strong, you know, to the
totally.
So we like to challenge people, like, okay, just get it out of here, put it in a box and just get it outside. You don't have to throw anything away. But like, allow your body to get away from it so that you can then start to smell it again, you know? And then people realize how strong they are.
Unmasking. Yeah. And then I would say in terms of cleaning specifically too, just looking at the preservatives. So we always tell people you want every ingredient to be rated either a 1 or a 2 on EWG Skin Deep database. So we do utilize that a lot. And we always tell people start with the very last ingredients. Well, first of all, if there's not an ingredient list, like get it out. That is like a number one red flag. They're hiding something, just trash it. But once you see a product with an ingredient list, there's no fragrance in it. But go to the very end of the ingredient list. And if you start with those, it expedites the process, right? Because those are usually the most toxic ingredients. And those are usually the preservatives. And so you can type the very last ingredient into the EWG. And if you get anything over a 2, we tell people to get it out. Unfortunately, even these non-toxic products are using preservatives that are actually EPA registered pesticides. So you have the isothiolazinone family, like methoisothiolazinone, which is used in most of the non-toxic grain cleaning lines that we've all heard of that I won't mention. But like I said, even in a small amount, I mean, that pesticide can turn on and off genetic expression, and specifically pesticides love lipid dense areas. And the fattiest part of our body is our brain, which is why pesticides are connected to things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, behavioral disorders and such. So once you've done even just like gotten rid of the products without the ingredient list, taken out the fragrances, and then gone through those last few ingredients of the EWG, you're not going to be left with that many products in your home. And there are few products that actually fit the bill in terms of meeting those standards. But the amazing part is that they work. I mean, we don't have to have these toxic ingredients to have a clean home. And in fact, we have really been trained to think we need a different product for a different everything, and we have to disinfect everything. And it's just not true, because when we disinfect, we're actually killing the germs. And even the CDC says the best way to address germs is by removal, so that you're not actually killing the good and the bad bacteria in your gut. You're just getting rid of the germs and maintaining that healthy microbiome.
And a lot of times, you know, people just look at the front of the bottle where it says like no phthalates, no parabens, but we really encourage people to turn around and look at the actual ingredient list, like Allison said, because you're not really going to see, like, so you asked about phthalates. Phthalates, they're a group of chemicals, you know, mainly used in plastics, plasticizers. Like, it's not going to necessarily say phthalates in the ingredient list, you know? And so that's where like the fragrance comes in, where it's an easy word to look for, and it actually hides all the phthalates and the, you know, carcinogens and different groups of chemicals. And so always look for the actual ingredient list.
Yeah. Phthalates are the chemical that makes those fragrances actually adhere and stick and last, which is why something like a very pure essential oil is not going to last and linger in the air as long, because they don't usually have all the phthalate properties. So
when as you were saying that you don't need multiple different cleaning products or multiple different rooms, how did you guys come up with the idea of the concentrate? Because it's genius, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, really, it was because of what Marilee had used with her son. She could use such few products around him that he wouldn't react to. And so the concentrate model allowed her to clean everything, you know, with just pretty much one product around. And so when Allison and I started using that, we were like, wait, this is genius. This is amazing. This is so simple. But it took a while for a lot of people to wrap their minds around using the same thing on their countertop, as their toilet, as their, you know, fruits and veggies and baby. I mean, I literally wash my babies with the same thing that I, you know, wash my toilet with, and it works, and it's great, and it's
and your clothes
and my clothes and my face and my
produce. And your apples.
Yeah, so it's actually, you know, thankfully the whole minimalist movement helped people be more accepting to the concentrate model.
What's your favorite hack when it comes to using your products? I recently used the booster to clean a pair of very dirty shoes, and it was beautiful to see how well it worked. What are some of your favorite ways that you guys use it, or that your community uses it?
Yeah. I think one of the most unique things that when I tell people, they're like, wait, what? Is you could actually put the window in glass dilution, which is essentially one drop of concentrate. And that one drop matters. You can't forget about it. But you can use it for your windshield wiper fluid.
Oh, so wow. Think, yeah, right? That's a great one.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think the stain removing is always going to show off the most. I mean, I'm currently cleaning like 5-year old. I have three daughters. So these pair of white tennis shoes are on my third daughter and they're going to look new by tomorrow. I mean, it's really amazing.
So as you think about advising people to clean up the home, get rid of the toxins, certainly you're starting with cleaning products, but there's so many other things in our house that we've talked about. What are some of the other like kind of next step areas that you advise on being some of those biggest offenders, whether it's the products we're putting on our body or in the kitchen?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, before we answer that, I have to say, I was going to say shaving cream. I actually use the foamer, our foaming wash, for shaving my legs, and my husband uses it for shaving his face. So,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's a good one.
Okay. But yes, great question. So our course, we have different categories and you can watch it in any order, but we kind of put it in the order that we feel is the most just impactful categories to tackle first. So pesticides are number one. And we're in the South, so it is very common for people to have regular, you know, exterminator visits and mosquito machines and just bug sprays everywhere, all, you know, in every cabinet. And those are like the category Marilee will tell you, absolutely, you don't even need to look at the ingredient list, just get them out. And, you know, we're in the cycle of like in America where enough people get sick and then they become banned. Enough people get sick and then they become banned. We think that if something's on store shelves, then it must have been tested and proven safe, but that's actually not the case. And so, you know, Marilee is always saying, like, just get them out. They're eventually going to become banned. They're not safe. And then laundry products. We never escape our laundry. And so what you are, you know, and you're not only inhaling it all day, but you're also absorbing it. So what you are laundering and really impacts our health day and night. And at night is actually when our bodies are made to rejuvenate and rest and repair. And not having to detoxify, it shouldn't have to be detoxifying chemicals all night. And so what we're breathing in our sheets and our pillowcases and our clothes and even our towels right when we get out of the shower is so, so important. And again, going back to that, what we were talking about earlier, like you kind of don't realize it sometimes until you're removed from it. I showed up to Marilee's house that summer. She's like, yeah, we're going to have to put your clothes outside in the sun and air them out. I'll gas them. I was like,
Ellie's like sniffing her clothes. I'll never forget this. We're on a walk and Marilee's so sweet. And she's trying so hard to just navigate. How can I kindly tell Kelly that she's just like so full of or surrounded by toxins right now? I'll never forget. I look over and Kelly's like sniffing her shirt, you know? She's like, I don't smell anything. And then by the end of the summer, I mean, those clothes had been airing out. Kelly's like, oh my gosh, this is so strong.
We're like, so good. Now I can smell them from a mile away and I like cannot get be around them.
Like the fragrance trash bag.
Yes, exactly. Like my dry, itchy eyes, I was able to now correlate like, oh my gosh, as soon as I'm around that, I get stuffy and my eyes start getting dry. So yeah. Laundry is huge. A lot of people that we've had kind of do our laundry challenge, even just family members, they're like, oh, now even when I'm like on a walk and outside exercising and somebody walks by me, now I can smell it, you know, but they couldn't before. Because a lot of times we use this since we're babies. So we, you know, we're
right, just, you're used to that fragrance. How about dry cleaning? How bad is that?
That's such a hard one. I was talking about this yesterday with my 5-year-old's teachers because I went to go pick her up and her teachers were like, oh my gosh, we have this sequin dress and I thought that I always had to dry clean it, but I ended up just spraying the armpits with Branch Basics. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, that sounds like a big liability. I'm glad it worked out. I'm like, ah. But, you know, I honestly think us as Americans, like we have been conditioned to think that we really do have to dry clean so many things. And I've started to question, just like I question pretty much everything now in life. Yeah. So when I see dry clean only, I'm like, but really? Like, you know, I think it's a liability thing. Like, these companies are trying to make sure that they don't get in trouble. But if you go to Europe and you buy these custom shirts and beautiful clothes, they actually tell you. I remember on my honeymoon, I was with my husband. One of his gifts was like to get a custom shirt. And they said, and this guy in a really thick French accent was like, do not dry clean this in America. You're going to ruin it.
Wow.
But here, you know, it's like you have a custom beautiful shirt and like it better be dry cleaned, you know?
Yeah.
So the number one thing is like, do you have to dry clean this? You know, let's like switch, kind of like flip the script. And then if you do, fortunately, there's a lot of eco cleaners. I mean, we have a few in Houston. Of course, Houston has some more offerings maybe than most cities. But at the very least, if you go to a regular dry cleaner, just tell them to skip the added, like there's a starch or fragrance that they'll add at the end. To kind of like as a finisher, right? And then they'll just stuff it in these, you know, saran wrapped plastic bags. And so it's just all in there, like getting absorbed. So I always say to skip that part. And then as soon as I get home, I'll take them out of the bags and put them outside for just a little bit. And that alone, like will literally hang some of our stuff on the basketball net. But even just for a couple hours, I mean, that alone is significantly lowering the toxic load, even just before bringing it into your closet.
Great yep. tip.
And even rolling the windows down on your drive home if you can.
And don't ask for the plastic overlap.
Right. Totally. Sometimes they don't listen to that part because they're like,
and be sure when you air it out to take that plastic off so that it can truly, you know, breathe and air out.
So we know that we're obviously exposed to toxins outside of the home that we can't control. You know, we can control what's in our home. There's stuff that we can't control outside. So diet certainly plays such an important role for how we detoxify the toxins that we're getting into our body. How do you guys think about diet and some of the best ways to be either both, I guess, detoxing from toxins in the environment, but also protecting? You know, are there certain things that you suggest to eat or to detoxify and protect?
Yeah, I love that question. I mean, I think it's the same message throughout. Like, how can we reduce the toxic load through our diet? And we have never been ones to advocate go vegan, go paleo, go carnivore. I mean, there is something for everybody. Marilee has seen in her practice that the blood type actually does have, you know, influence over how certain foods work with certain people. But it's for me, it's really hard to get on board with the idea that there's a diet that's best because we are all made so different. And I think instead, why can't we just be focused on eating real food and having a chemical toxin-free diet? Because sadly, the gluten-free and the dairy-free, and I mean, all these things, I mean, a lot of times you pick these things and I am personally gluten-free. And even my children understand this sometimes. We were talking about this last night. Many of the gluten-free items are actually more toxic than the regular ones. You know, I mean, the ingredient list is so long because they're having to add these other chemicals in to flavor the food. And so last night, my daughter was like, so if I ever wanted to try a pretzel, she's seven, she goes, maybe I would actually try the one with the gluten because it probably only has a few ingredients. But then she's looked at some of the other brands. Pretzel. She goes, but mommy, the gluten-free pretzels, the ingredient list is so long. I'm like, you're probably right. That's a time that we may have gluten. I don't know, you know, because I think we're just so focused smart. On these categories. And we end up just getting so many more chemicals in our diet. So I think number one is just making sure that we're eating real food. And then after that, I mean, if Marilee were here, she would go on in a way more eloquent way, but she really has experienced the power of using food as medicine. So food is not just, okay, let's just keep it at food. Like there are ways to utilize, you know, beans, for instance, like can be so detoxifying and can be amazing for people with chronic migraines and hormonal issues. And, I mean, it's really amazing how even like cilantro can pull out heavy metals from the body. And combining that with polenta or always having that on the side with fish. I mean, the balance and the way that God has made food, if we look back at some of these cultures, we're like, oh, wait, yeah, that's funny how the Greeks always put like those two things together. And it turns out that they actually negate each other's like negativities. You know, it's just really cool. So, I mean, you know, because you're in this space, but it's so important to look at at our ingredient list because we can see all the things on the front of the label that tell us that we're getting our vitamin D and C and all these minerals and what a great start to the day. But it's like, yeah, but they're full inflammatory oils and refined sugars. And it may have all those good things, but then once your body has been so depleted from all the refined sugar, like, are we even able to absorb all the nutrients in the oats, you know? So this is why we love your product, because it's been vetted and you're using real ingredient. No, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. The main things that we always look for on ingredients are, no refined sugar, no inflammatory oils, no natural flavors, since those can oftentimes be very, mysterious. And then we actually have a whole list of excitotoxins on our website, like a guide that people can print off. But yeah, it's just really the chemicals, getting the chemicals out. And Marilee, like she's always said, it's really just common sense. You know, like if we actually were to say, like, okay, if here's a granola option with harmful chemicals, here's a granola option that is free of all that, you know, which one do you want and which one do you want for your kids? Like, we would, of course, choose the one that doesn't have the harmful chemicals. But again, we kind of assume that if it's on store shelves, then it must be safe. So anyway, those are kind of our big buckets, though, that we look at when choosing food. And I get that it is hard. Like I've been in the camp where, you know, my kids are strong and healthy and we only bring in good food into our home. Like you were talking about, like what we can control in our home. So when we are out, I typically do have a little bit more like leeway or freedom. But if my kids were really, you know, sick or trying to overcome chronic illness, then I would be a lot more, stringent. But I think food can be hard. You know, it's one of those things, like to circle back earlier, like it's one of those things we do have to make a choice about every day, multiple times.
Yeah. It can be so overwhelming as you hear all of this information of like, okay, I got to change this. I got to change that. I need to change so many things in my house. We didn't even get to the things that you're putting on your body.
Right.
The makeup, the lotion, the et cetera. So I think really giving people that place to start is helpful, and to say that, you know, it doesn't have to be everything at once, and kind of start as you have products in your home that you finish using, then replace it with the better one. But like the idea of having to throw everything away can certainly be overwhelming. Right. So start small.
One of the things that we really try and emphasize is that you don't have to throw all this stuff away, but removing it from your environment, like quickly or at once, is when you are going to get the true benefits, when you're going to get that like shift, you know, and really feel the difference. Because a lot of times, yes, it is definitely like easier to comprehend or like kind of accept the idea of like slowly getting this stuff out. But the downside of that is your body's never really going to get that chance to make that big shift, you know? And so we recommend people just getting like a big Sterilite box, you know, those big bins.
Yeah.
And just put stuff in there, especially stuff that you're not really using every day. And put that outside, and at least you still have access to it if you need it, but at least it's out of your, you know, your indoor space. And that is when you're going to really like give your body that chance to see how it can feel when it's not exposed to that stuff every day. But yeah, food is a different story. And so, you know, again, it's just trying to focus on whole, organic, real food.
Love it. All right. Well, with that, we're going to move on to some rapid fire Q&A. We'll go back and forth for you guys. Three things that you're currently loving. It could be a product. It could be a TV show, anything.
I would say, I'm not just saying this because it's you. I love your like I had it this morning, the oh my gosh, what is it where you add the water, like the instant with the quinoa and the amaranth?
The oatmeal?
The oatmeal, yeah, but it's like it's the instant one. Yeah, I guess that's
the packet. The packets.
The packet, yeah. Oh, I love them so much because I love that it has different grains in it and not just the oats. So yeah, really loving that. And then there is a product by Lemon Lane that Kelly and I are actually both loving. That's an oil, but there's no fragrance. It's actually so hard to find like oil cleansing and oil moisturizing finishing that is completely fragrance-free, even without essential oils. Because we love just like the smell of the actual oil. And I think it's called, is it Glow, Kelly?
I forget,
but it's so good. It's one of my very favorites. I'm on my second bottle. Loving that. And then I'm kind of on a back to the food category. I'm on a polenta with pumpkin seed kick.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's a pregnancy thing, but I'm making it like every other day. My daughter's like, having polenta again? I'm like, yes, it's so good. Adding like some organic raw cheese. So yeah, those are my three things right now.
Yum. Okay. Yeah. So let me think. The Jovial Icorn crackers, the Icorn sourdough crackers, like really loving those right now. Recently discovered them. And the OYL body butter, they have an unscented, I think that it's the OY-L. Their unscented body butter is really great. And Drift is it's actually a customer who sent us some of their tallow recently. It's like whipped tallow, Drift, Drift. And it's really, really awesome. So those two have been really great, like skin to skin stuff recently that I'm loving. And I don't know, the weather right now in Jackson, Mississippi, it's like feeling like spring. So just being outside and not being cold has been so great. And I'm like, I would have my door open right now, but if it wasn't for, outdoor noise, I didn't want there to be noise, but it's just been great. I've been loving being outside right now.
Love that. Productivity hack.
Audio stuff. I mean, I'm going on a few podcasts upcoming that I have never heard of them or any of their podcasts. And so I'm like listening to them so that I know more about them as I'm driving carpool or as I'm getting my steps in. I don't count steps, but I try to get my steps in every day. I do like a daily audio Bible. I'm like, that's the only way I can get this in. Like, I got to be able to clean the kitchen while I'm listening to that. So I think audio is like, it's been great for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So I used to stay up late and then like sleep, wake up like right before I needed to get my kids ready. And I've recently switched. I've always known it's better to like, go to bed early, wake up early. But I've just been so tired lately that I've just been falling asleep earlier, like right when I put my kids down, a lot of times I'll fall asleep with them. And so I've been getting up earlier and just like starting my day off more productive in the morning. And Allison's been doing this for years and I've been, wanting to be more like her for years, but I've just been doing that the last like month or two, and it has been really great. This morning I actually got up early and worked out, which I never do.
Wow.
I know. So Allison, yeah, we haven't even talked about this yet. I know.
What?
They're listening to your body more.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that because I am one that can just go and push through. And I've really been prioritizing rest and just knowing that like when it gets done, it'll get done, and just like it, trying to set more boundaries. So that's been really good and, actually more productive.
Favorite Branch Basics moment?
Like anything regarding Branch Basics?
Like could be anything. Could be like day one of business, could be a milestone, could be anything.
That's really hard.
Thankfully, we've had a lot of hard, stressful ones, but we've had a lot of good ones too. Oh, yeah. You know what? Just yesterday, I don't know. I can't think of anything else. So this is just coming to mind. Someone told us that they were talking to their sister in Wheeling, West Virginia, and the girl in Wheeling was talking to someone local there, and she goes, "Have you ever heard of Branch?" And before she could even say Basics, the other girl finished her sentence in Basics. She's like, "Yes. Oh my gosh. So they started chatting, and come to find out, the girl tells her, oh, so there's actually a group at our church of women that get together, and we have like a Branch Basics club.
No way.
We all love Branch Basics and we all like follow all their stuff and try the recipes and do all these things. And like, yeah, I was like, oh my
God. That's so cool.
So they're all like, they're like little support group of like making healthy living changes in Wheeling, West Virginia, which is
that's
pretty
amazing.
That's awesome. I think my favorite moment was, this was actually the farmer's market a year and a half ago. And I was with Kelly's twin sister, who is my other really close friend. They do
identical twin or
no, not technically.
Close.
We look a lot alike, but not technically.
To the point that this woman came up, it was like, Kelly and Allison. Oh my gosh, she starts crying. I mean, I didn't even have a chance to say that it wasn't Kelly. So I was like, we'll just go with it. And so she starts hugging us and she said, we've been watching y'all because, you know, we could see y'all from across the farmer's market. And I didn't want to bother you. My husband made me come over and say this to you, but you actually saved my husband's life a few years ago because you posted something about mold and he had had a heart attack and he was getting this battery of testing. And I watched your story as I was waiting for him in the ER. And I went and I proposed the idea that this could be a mold toxicity because we had never checked our home, but there's been these leaks and blah, blah, blah. Well, the doctors looked at her like she was crazy. They ended up dismissing everything she said, but then they later did testing and they found out that it was actually mold at high levels of Stachybotrys that had triggered his heart issues and a heart attack. And he is now completely recovered. They have done all this toxins work, and he has started a clean mold remediation company that only uses Branch Basics for remediation and for cleaning. And they're here in Houston, and we happen to see them at the farmer's market, and they're precious. So that was a moment that I thought, okay, God, you are in the details. We couldn't have planned this. It wasn't even about the product. It was like something that I was sharing. So that was really cool.
That is incredible. I love hearing these stories. Okay, lastly, what is your number one non-negotiable to thrive on your wellness journey?
Okay, not being fearful of all of this stuff, because it's so easy to hear all this stuff and be educated, you know, and awareness is great, but it can very easily make you just fearful of every little thing, you know, that it's in our homes or that's outside of our homes when we're traveling that we can't control. And so I really actively make a choice to just do the best I can. But like, if fear starts to come over me, I say, nope, I can, like, it's okay. My body is made to handle this. I'm going to process it. I'm going to, you know, and just make whatever choices I can in that moment to help mitigate. But really try and resist the fear.
Yeah. Dang. Took mine.
Well, you can probably add to it.
No, I think that's good. I mean, for me, I think sleep, like even Kelly can push forth and like, she can stay up late and try to like hack through emails or, you know, scripts of something we're working on. And I'm like, I just can't do it. Sleep is like my number one. I think sometimes we get caught up in all the non-toxic hacks and all the things. It's like, we just like need sleep and water and some fresh air. Like, yeah. It can actually be very basic. So I would say that's big for me.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly and Allison, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. It was so great talking to you. And everyone, go check out Branch Basics. You guys have done such a phenomenal job educating your community, providing all of the information, take the courses, do all the stuff, follow you guys. Where can everybody find you both?
BranchBasics.com, Instagram at Branch Basics. We've cornered the market on Branch Basics. We're direct to consumer. So most people, once they love it, sign up for subscription where you just receive every 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, whatever works for you, like the concentrate and the oxygen boost. Because if you're not familiar with our products, you only buy the starter kit once, and it comes with empty bottles that are filled with the concentrate and a certain dilution of water. There's a dilution ratio that line that makes it really easy to fill up the bottles. And then you never have to buy those bottles again, and you can just refill. The model makes it super economical and streamlines everything. So we explain all this on our website, which is one of the reasons going into retail for us. Like, Elizabeth, you have such an easy product to understand. Like, you buy it, you eat it. For us, it's like, what is this? Why are there empty bottles? This is confusing. Yeah. So we love having that relationship, that direct-to-consumer relationship, at least for now, where we can handhold and educate. So,
well, you guys have done a phenomenal job. Thank you for being here, and great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining me on Live Purely with Elizabeth. I hope you feel inspired to thrive on your wellness journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review. You can follow us on Instagram at purely_Elizabeth to catch up on all the latest. See you next Wednesday on the podcast.